resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution Number 1181 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The matter is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution 1181 be adopted. I have an amendment. It has to be read.
Send your amendment forward.
It is technical in nature.
Read the amendment to the resolution.
Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Richard. Amend Senate Resolution Number 1181, page 67, line 38, of said journal page by striking the opening bracket, quote, open bracket, end quote, and the closing bracket, quote, from said line, and further amend lines 38 through 39 of said journal page by striking all of the underlined language from said lines, and further amend said resolution page 68, line 2 of said journal page by inserting immediately after, quote, Senate, end quote, the following, quote, beginning March 29, 2016, laptop computers may be used by senators' staff and Senate staff at the staff table and by the research staff at the research table in the Senate chamber as long as their use does not violate Rule 78 or is otherwise disruptive to the business of the Senate. End quote.
President, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard on adoption of the amendment? Senator from the first. Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I apologize. My copy of the resolution is designation is 0.02I. I just heard the amendment read. I just want to make sure, are we amending the language on Rule 96 as opposed to Rule 16 with the amendment?
No.
Why I'm asking.
No, we're just allowing the clarification that the computers can be used on for staff on both tables when we require the other table.
So the copy that I have says for Rule 96, laptop computers may be by, and it deletes the press at the press table and by, and then it inserts senator staff and Senate staff at the staff table and by. So is what I'm looking at probably then the amended version?
Oh, yes, we are. We're changing Rule 96 that laptop computers may be used by at the press table by senators. We're deleting, we're adding that by the senator staff and senator staff at the staff table and by research staff. You're correct.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, you should inquire briefly.
Does the senator from Newton yield?
I do.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you, Senator. And I could have asked you this here at our desk since we're seated next to each other, but I just thought for those listening, it would be a good question. The way I understood the amendment, it's senator's staff only. We wouldn't be using laptops here at our desk.
That's correct. We'll, okay. If we decide to do that, we'll talk about that at another time.
Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on adoption of the amendment to the resolution? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is agreed to. Now, Senator, you're back up on your motion to adopt the resolution.
The adoption of the resolution.
Senator from 24th, for what purpose you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Newton.
Does the Senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator. Senator, could you just explain to me the rationale for this?
So the staff can use computers at the table.
No, I'm not talking about the amendment. I'm talking about the underlying legislation that moves the press to the upper gallery.
Because some of the press violated their code of ethics by tweeting out discussions between senators and I will not stand for that, so they will not be on the floor of the Senate anymore.
And this was the most,
this I guess. This is comments from both parties.
Okay.
I will not tolerate that violation of the Fourth Estate.
And I'm just curious, did we take any measures like talking to the journalist? Well, I guess that anything they hear, they're entitled to tweet. This is a public spot. So.
Not necessarily. Not a private conversation between senators on debate and on issues. And I think that's a violation. I did talk to the press, and I take that responsibility. They will not be on the floor anymore.
Okay, Senator, I was concerned about a couple of things. Well, overall, I actually think it's have the press here and close by so that we are able to communicate as needed. But should we move forward with this, I have a couple of concerns. One is those press members who are wanting to photograph, to take photographs here, are they still going to be required to be up in the upper gallery?
Not at this time.
Okay, so they will have permission to be down here, whether it's a video or just a still camera, to take photographs?
If the majority leader grants them that privilege.
Okay. And then my other concern is those journalists who may temporarily or chronically have a disability, are they going to be, according to this, it doesn't make any exception for somebody who may, it may be best suited for them to sit here on the Senate floor.
We'll have the accommodation necessary for them.
I actually have an amendment drafted to add that accommodation to provide for journalists with disabilities to be able to be seated in the Senate chamber. Would that be something that you would like to have entertained?
No one. I'll ask the body to deny it.
And you why would that be, sir?
Because I don't like it.
Well, I think if we're going to make exceptions, that especially for somebody with a disability, that we need to have a provision.
We are making that exception. We'll accommodate. We've taken that under and made sure it's serious. We will accommodate. So you can offer your resolution, but I'll ask the body to defeat it.
Well, I'm concerned about.
And if you look in the rule book on page 41, we already have it in the rule book anyway on those accommodations.
You know, Senator, I will take a look at that to make sure, but I don't see anywhere in the resolution with the amendment that was put forward that it says that we will make those kinds of accommodations. So,
well, we already are ADA accessible in the gallery now.
Right. I just think it, okay. All right. Well, I will not offer my amendment, but I'm very much, I just want to be on the record with you as being concerned that people who need special accommodations receive those accommodations in this chamber.
We'll take the necessary care of them just like we would anyone else in the gallery that needs those ADA requirements that we've done in the past.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Newton is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion. As many as are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm informed it must now be a roll call. Call the roll.
Senator Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls. Dixon.
Aye.
Emery.
Aye.
Hageman. Holzman, Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Leibler,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
no.
Onder,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Riddle,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schoff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Shoup,
no.
Sifton, Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
Wasson, aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
By your vote of 26 aye, 4 no, you have adopted the resolution. We are on the order of business of resolutions.